I'm Tracy Ellis, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. Police would have more leeway to pursue suspects than they do now, but many restrictions on pursuits remain under a bill passed in the state Senate. Senate Republican leader John Braun says Republicans went into this legislative session knowing something had to be done about police pursuits.
Our top priority for the session was public safety, and within that, the vehicular pursuit problem we have in our state that we need to fix has been the top priority. I am pleased that we got a bill through the Senate. It looked like the pursuit issue was dead. We thought a bill was coming from the House. The Speaker of the House killed that bill and would not move it forward. And to their credit, the majority party in the Senate pulled a bill that they had previously refused to even hear to the Senate floor. We had a meaningful debate on it and we passed it out.
Half of Senate Republicans joined a little more than half of Senate Democrats to push the legislation across the Senate finish line. Senator Ann Rivers was one of the Republicans to say yes to the measure.
In this instance, I cannot let perfection be the enemy of good, because candidly, anything is better than what we have now. Do I wish we were giving more discretion to our law enforcement partners? I do. We're not there yet. And maybe when we see how this works, this sort of the next step in this grand experiment, maybe we'll get there.
Braun says it's not the bill he wanted.
It's much too narrow. It is a half step in the right direction. It does make some things better. The root of this issue is in Washington State 2 years ago, the Democratic majority said law enforcement needed probable cause to pursue suspected criminals versus reasonable suspicion, which was previously the standard in Washington and what is the standard in 49 other states in the union. And all this bill did was it added a few more things. Murder, vehicular assault, domestic violence were added so that law enforcement can pursue with reasonable suspicion in those cases. But the things it doesn't do, it doesn't get after reckless driving.
Senator Chris Gildon tells a story that illustrates why allowing officers to pursue reckless drivers is important.
At Thorpe Exit, out near Ellensburg, the Washington State Patrol encountered a man driving 111 miles per hour. That's 41 miles per hour faster than the stated speed limit for that section of highway. And a patrolman signaled for the driver to stop. He did not. He sped away because under current law, he was unable to give pursuit. Over the next hour, several other officers also saw that man speeding and weaving through traffic. Again, they signaled for him to stop and he did not. He kept right on moving, and there's really nothing that they could do. Later, he entered Interstate 82 going the wrong direction, and he ended up smacking head-on into a vehicle, injuring two people and killing two others, killing a six-year-old boy and an eight-year-old girl. That man was absolutely driving recklessly. And if the police had been able to give chase in Ellensburg and stop that man when they had a chance, that could have been prevented.
Braun was disappointed that Republican amendments that would have given the proposal more teeth were rejected.
The other big item out there is car theft. We have over 100% increase in car theft in the last 3 years. We think significantly due to the restriction of police being allowed to pursue. And this is a big deal. It's not just a property crime. We've had cases where people have stolen cars and they've gone on to injure or even kill innocent bystanders. If you are a single mom or a family living in poverty and you lose your car, you lose your only source of transportation. You can't get to your job. You may lose your house. You can't get kids to school. This is a very big deal across our state, and we're having record highs in automobile theft. So these are things that didn't get in the bill that we need to have in the bill to make it better.
The bill now heads to the House. The Elephant in the Dome is the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.